This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
With Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Good morning.
Good morning, Warren.
Morning, Melbourne. On the tram stop this morning, this car pulled up while I was waiting there and I could just hear this dry reaching sound.
Mm.
And there were three people in the car and two of the passengers were just vomiting everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
It was the most revolting thing. And we're all just standing there watching it. And the poor driver was panicking,
that's disgusting.
Trying to get him out.
Hey,
it was,
you know,
horrible.
What? I nearly puked just now. I went and got the paper for us. And I just saw my ex-boss. He was waiting ahead of me.
Oh, really?
And it was such an awkward moment because I so didn't want to say hello, but he said hello and I was like, oh, I'll say hello.
Does he work in the convenience store now?
No, he doesn't. He was picking up the paper as well for the business. But it was so awkward. But he looks like, have you ever seen the Michael Jackson film clip Smooth Criminal?
No.
Where he's got the hat on and the glove. Like, okay, he didn't have the glove, but he's dressed like Michael Jackson every time you see him with that cap. So very awkward moment.
He should have started singing.
Thank God he's my ex-boss. Are you into art, collaborative art? Like, you know, you wouldn't appear to be to me.
No.
I think you'd probably fall asleep if I took you to this particular artist.
I like art, but I don't know anything about it.
What about controversial art?
Yeah, I suppose if it looks good.
Well, let me unpack it for you. There's this woman that I actually love. She's amazing. Her name's Marina Abramović. Okay, and she has staged impressive number of seminal art pieces during her decade-spanning career. She has sat still in a museum for 6 hours and let people do whatever they wanted to her body. And this is about her demonstrating, I trust you.
What does she mean, whatever they want?
Whatever they want. So she sits on a chair and she lets anyone in the audience do whatever they want to her.
So,
and this is her demonstrating art.
Does she check who the audience are first?
No, well, of course they go through the gallery. I mean, right. They've got to buy tickets. She's a very famous artist. But that's based on trust. You can do whatever you want to me.
Ooh.
And she's also the lady, I don't know whether you've watched the SBS show where people sit across from each other on a chair and just stare into each other's eyes and get very emotional. This is the woman.
Okay.
This is where it's come from, okay? So basically what she's done, her latest piece is basically, she's collaborated with a luxury dessert brand, experimental collaborative project, to release macaroons that taste like her. This is just, but it's not just another celebrity brand partnership. Marina really wants us to eat her. She dug through her heritage and upbringing to create macaroons that perfectly embody all the elements that makes up her body and life.
Would you like to eat her?
I'd eat her because I think she's incredible. Now, apparently it doesn't suit everybody's taste.
Right.
But she says, my grandmother early morning making coffee, Marina explained in a video that played as the macaroons release event in London, the smell of coffee was everywhere in the house. Then I remember the smells of fresh basil, thyme, cardamom seeds and exotic smells from the trips I took later on exploring volcanoes and waterfalls. So that's what the macaroon's going to taste like. Basil, thyme, waterfalls, volcanoes and coffee.
So it tastes like her experience.
Her experiences.
It doesn't taste like her.
No, well, it doesn't taste like blood and guts.
So she hasn't done a swab of herself.
No,
said to a lab, can you produce
this flavour?
She should
have done that. Yeah. I wonder what that would taste like.
Then lot more people might want to try
But, I mean, it's weird stuff. And another artist, he's created a cigarette cake that provokes and questions femininity by reintroducing the concept of the cigarette as a fashionable accessory.
So it just
imagine
ash.
Eating a cigarette cake.
Oh,
what would it taste like?
It just tastes like that. You know when you pash
have
someone.
Have you ever pashed someone with cigarette breath?
Yeah.
And do you keep going?
I usually
do. You get accustomed to it after a while, don't you?
It disappears after a while.
You desensitise yourself.
Yeah, it's a bit like someone with bad breath.
You don't block your nose?
It's like, you know when you kiss someone with bad breath.
Yeah, we'd cop the bad breath because we're short arses, and I usually find if I'm at a bar or whatever and tall people, they just come straight to my nose and talk down at me, and mate, I tell you what, they waff.
I had coffee with a friend on the weekend and his breath was really,
it really bad?
It was so bad. And every time he said something,
Were you like
I was like a wilted flower.
Were you holding your breath?
I was holding my breath. I pretend I pretended I had a blocked nose and I was trying to unblock it. It's walk to work day today.
Say yes.
Did you walk to work?
I did walk to work.
Did you leave at 2 a.m.?
I did. For ages. Can you tell I'm lying? You can tell when I'm lying, can't you?
I can. To raise money for Diabetes Australia. Do you know one Australian develops type 2 diabetes every 8 minutes?
Oh, that's terrible.
And regular walking can lower the risk of type 2 diabetes and help manage diabetes for people already living with it.
You're a regular walker. You walk everywhere, don't you?
I walk quite a lot. So, but if you want more information on your risks about diabetes, you can go to diabetesaustralia.com.au.
Yes.
And there's a risk calculator.
Oh, really?
So you can check it out. So walk to work. So if you haven't left for work,
yes.
Put your runners on and off you go. Apparently the Bachelorette last night, did you watch it? Something about...
I so watched it. How pathetic am I?
Ryan's been...
So obsessed with it at the moment. Ryan is such a full-fledged narcissist.
He's a bit of a sexy guy though.
Oh, he's really hot. They're all bloody hot. He's a tradie, I think. But Sophie got rid of him last night.
Why?
Because, they had a date. So they had to dress as schoolboys last night and she dressed as a schoolgirl and they had 4 tasks to complete and whoever won the last 2, anyway, he won all tasks, which are pretty crappy, right? They all looked really cute in their school outfits as well, schoolboy outfits. Anyway, they have a date and he was just a knob.
Really?
He doesn't like chicks that swear. Hello, did you do any research on Sophie Monk? Sophie Monk swears more than a truck driver. You know what I mean?
Did she swear in front of him?
No, but she said, hey, I'm that chick that trained, like, you know, truck drivers take words from me. That's how foul my mouth is. Like, are you for real? And he's like, yeah, I don't really like chicks that swear and that kind of stuff and whatever. And she said, are you actually here for love? Because that's what I'm here for. I'm actually here for love. And he's like, yeah, I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, he was so honest. And she said, I don't think we're going to be suited. And he was like, oh, he's just looking at her. So he got booted off.
So there were reports today in social media saying that he criticised her.
Oh, the other thing, he doesn't like girls not dressing up. Like, I mean, like, you've got to be dressed up and take care of yourself. And she's like, well, I love wearing onesies. Like, I love wearing, like, trackies and stuff. and he's just like, yeah, but you got to take care of yourself. And you could just see her face. She's thinking, this guy is such a knob. He was so superficial and materialistic.
So he wanted her to be someone that she wasn't.
Well, exactly.
Basically.
Yeah, like a celebrity 24/7.
He told her she's got to look after
like
herself.
Like, makeup in bed. Wearing a gown.
Apparently, it says he attempted to get her to take him on a single date or something.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I like the sound
so
of him.
So disappointing.
So I can smell a narcissist there.
Oh,
all
totally.
About him, his needs, what he wants.
Yeah, exactly.
Turn him into what he wants. Yeah. Nah.
He wanted a trophy wife and
piss
that's
him
not
off.
Gonna happen.
Hey, I went for a walk yesterday with Fuzzy. We were outside.
Is that because you're worried about your diabetes too?
Yes, because it is walk to work today.
Yes.
So don't forget to walk to work if you can.
Yes.
I got pecked on the head by a magpie.
No
and it
way.
Went, it made that clicking sound. Didn't go for Fuzzy. It went for me. Like, oh my God.
Did it hurt?
No, it didn't.
I'd be so scared.
I don't think it got me. It was more the wind as it sort of, but it came pretty close. Like, it must have seen.
That would be my worst nightmare. I'd be screaming down the street even if it didn't hurt.
I always get, every year they say, there's some must near the dog park I go to.
Have you got a bald spot that I don't know of?
Yeah, I think there is. It was shining and they thought it was something.
They're like, yummy.
But apparently they develop friendships.
Wow.
With humans and they trust.
Oh, well, you're the most trusting human I know.
Not with this one because they recognise human faces.
Yeah.
And they can remember humans that have been good to them or who've been bad to them.
I didn't know you hang out with magpies.
Obviously, I'm hanging out with the wrong gang. Because it got me.
Maybe you should date a magpie instead of guys.
It's probably the same one that gets me every year too. Hey, we were talking earlier about I got attacked by a magpie yesterday.
Yes,
I heard. Ever been attacked?
Absolutely. As a child, do you remember as a child those jobs you got like delivering pamphlets on your bike?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I can remember doing that. I was so scared because I had to get up really early and it was dark. And then I had... It sort of started attacking me. I was on my bike. I fell off my bike. The pamphlets went everywhere and it was horrible. It was just pecking my head until it was all bleeding.
Oh, no.
And then I ran home, left the pamphlets everywhere. I can't remember if I got paid for them or not, but I don't think I ever did that job again. It was too scary.
Darling, that's really traumatic. Do you remember that film, that black and white film with the birds?
Oh,
the birds.
Is it called The Birds?
The Birds,
it is. You just took me there. Oh, my God, that's terrible.
Actually, the memory's black and white.
Thanks, Tess. There's a report that's come out by Gumtree. Yes. It's their secondhand economy report, and saying that Aussie households are estimated to be sitting on an average of $5,400 worth of unwanted items.
Wow.
Yep. In terms of what we're hanging on to, 63% of us have unwanted clothing, shoes and accessories. 54% have got books.
Yep.
DVDs and CDs, and 50% have electronic goods.
I'm not guilty of this at all. You're not either.
No.
You don't hold on to stuff.
I don't hold on to stuff, but for some reason it seems to have accumulated. I've got heaps of stuff still to get rid of.
Really?
But, yeah, I always dump it off at the, you know, the charity place or wherever it goes to. I don't know.
Whoever wants it.
Or I'll leave it out and someone will grab it or something
exactly.
like that. But what about you?
No, I don't really hold on to stuff.
You're not a hoarder?
Not at all. I always do it every couple of months and I just get rid of stuff. If I'm not using it, I get rid of it.
So I'm surprised I'm not actually, because my father is an absolute hoarder. He hoards.
So is my dad.
Everything. Notes, he writes, everything.
God. My dad's got old notes of mine, old cards that you'll find in the garage.
Yeah.
He's got little photos of me and my best mate at school, like hidden. Like, it's really bizarre.
And the weird thing is,
my old school bags.
They keep everything. The weird thing is, he's got this room and it's full of junk. You walk in and it's like this tsunami of.
Yeah.
Of junk, but he knows where absolutely everything is.
Oh, my God, that's my dad. My dad will come up to me even till this day and just pull out shoes that I would have been wearing 20 years and go, say, these are good runners. Why you don't wear them?
These are good runners. Don't throw them out. You'll use them again.
You know what I mean?
Oh, it's terrible. But you keep everything. Wrappers, everything.
It's cute.
Oh, shocking. Hey, you've got a doctor's appointment coming up, haven't you?
Yes, Monday. Monday at 1:45.
For your oil and lube change, full checkup?
Yeah, I'm fully going to get lubed up. You know when you can feel toxicity in your body?
Yeah.
I can feel it.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, and I feel really run down, so.
Do you get nervous going to the doctor at all?
No,
you're comfortable
wait to
with
go.
It?
Love needles.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I want to actually watch them do it.
I hate them. I always go.
Do you get all.
Horrible.
When I say I love needles, I don't love them. It's that whole challenge of being able to sit through it.
A lady, she went to the doctors recently in Sydney, and it was really quite frightening for her. She had some lumps around her lymph nodes, and of course, you know, they said to her, look, the chances of this being something sinister.
Yeah.
Are really quite high. The poor lady, she's got the fright of her life thinking that it's,
it's
the end of the world for her. So they removed her lymph nodes and they were full of ink from tattoos.
You are kidding me.
No. They were full of these black lumps of ink. So there were no cancer cells or anything like that, but just black tattoo ink.
Oh, my God.
Which was apparently linked to a 15-year-old tattoo that had covered the woman's back. How's that for a scare? So if you're gonna,
that is so so scary.
Yeah. So if you're gonna go and get a tattoo, make sure you go somewhere reputable.
Yeah, absolutely.
I reckon that would scare the life out of me.
Really, really scary.
So black ink. Yeah.
I cannot wait for today and tonight because it's Dad's birthday today.
Oh, wow.
Happy birthday, Peter. He's turning 79 today. And the reason I'm looking even more forward to it is that when we sing happy birthday, now usually people will go, happy birthday to you, hip hip hooray, yeah?
Yeah.
My mum, beep beep hooray.
Beep beep.
Yeah. She says, beep beep hooray. Now imagine a 7 and a 9-year-old, the nephews are there, and we're killing. I'm talking, actually everyone's killing themselves laughing. She has no idea that she's beeping away.
Beep beep away.
She might buy her a horn. But how adorable is that?
That's so cute.
Her mispronunciations are so funny. I have to say, they don't annoy me. I just get her to talk to me more just so I can laugh.
So you can hear it.
Like, she can't say the word expired. She says expert.
Expert. Sometimes they do annoy, though. I've got a friend who says, can't say Pacific.
Yeah.
Can't say Pacific and says specific.
Oh.
Every time. And another one that's can't say acknowledge and says acknowledge.
Oh, my God.
With an I.
Yeah.
And, I don't correct because I think it's not my place to.
No, it's not. It's a bit just, rude to correct somebody, isn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. But we want to know what mispronunciations really annoy
get
you.
To you.
How about battery instead of battery?
Oh, my God. I'd have heaps because I'm such a wog, yeah?
Mandy said she's got a friend that says Camembert.
Camembert.
Camembert cheese.
Instead of camembert.
Yeah, camembert.
Oh, that's hysterical. We got another one in from Simon. He says the mispronunciation of mispronunciation is mispronunciation.
Thanks,
is always
Simon.
Amusing. Thanks, Simon. We got another one in on, we got someone, sorry. My friend Wazzer can't pronounce my cat's
that's
name.
That's me.
Her name is Squishy and he has been calling her Squishy for 2 years. Maybe we should start calling you Wazzer from
now on. I call
her
Squeegee.
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 Why
yeah.
can't you say squishy?
I keep forgetting. Oh, it is squishy though. Lovely okay. cat too.
Okay, we got another one in. My housemate says, I'll get used of it instead of I'll get used to it.
<That's>
it used
one.
To annoy me, but I'm leaving it to her now. You know what my friend always says? He's a highly intelligent man, but he always says, who arched you instead of who arched you? Who arched you? Another one here, worst mispronunciation is onion. Mispronunciation is
onion.
Instead
onion.
Of onion. Yeah. I also work with a guy who said inzakli instead of ijagli.
That sounds a bit
That's
Greek.
That's hilarious, totally.
Keep them coming in, 0427 JOY 949, on air at joy.org.au, or send us a message on our Facebook page.
Oh, this is another good message, espresso. It's espresso. Oh, my God.
Espresso.
I do espresso all the time.
All the time.
I have an espresso, please.
Espresso, please. I thought of another one. Avocado.
Oh, my God. That's actually really
I'll have some
funny.
Avocado on my toast.
That's an extra $3.50, please. But I just ordered the avocado. No, but you said avocado.
Hey, we got a couple more. Very funny. We've got very funny listeners. We got one here. My gorgeous Greek parents say BMW instead of Big W. Was super confusing at first when they would come home all the time talking about the savings they found at BMW, yet still driving that 80s Ford Falcon. That's from Gina. That is hilarious, Gina. I feel you. Another one here. My partner constantly says bicket for biscuit.
That's
from
Amy.
Hilarious. And another one here from Grant. I hear performance as performance all
yeah,
the time. Listeners,
one.
You hear heaps from me. I can hardly speak English.
And we all do it.
I do it especially all the time.
We all do it. Tess, do you mispronounce words incorrectly?
Sometimes I do it deliberately because I wish I was one of those people. I think it's quite cute.
It is cute. You must find me adorable then.
If it's not done too much, I find it very cute. But no, I had an English mother
so
who
you're
spoke
perfect.
Properly.
So you're perfect.
Well, hardly. If I'm in a bad mood, it doesn't
That's
come
true.
Out as well.
Yeah, actually, she's a newsreader. We did get a few more. We got one here. I get complete phrases wrong. I asked my ex to pass the salt, but what comes out is, you ruined my life, you ruined my life, you bastard, which I think is my favourite so far. Another one here, I love your show, thank you. And they say, my partner says, I say sandwich.
Sandwich.
That is so hilarious.
That's a good one.
Love it. How's your friend at Facebook, Cullen, going? You've been going crazy
going
the last
crazy.
Couple of months.
I think I've got two
Copying
friends left.
Copying me, everything I do, I'm going to do it too. I'm going to do it too.
I've got about two left.
That little finger comes out.
And I show you. No, I'm still doing it.
Are
actually,
you? No,
yeah, I've been actually meeting lots of guys recently and making an effort to get
you have been
to know
a
people, which
effort.
Is really nice. And I've met some lovely
going
people.
Going and doing meditations with chooks and vacuum
with chooks
cleaners.
With chooks and vacuum cleaners. And, yeah. No, that was hypnosis. That was really good. But I have been meeting people, but I had to let one of the newbies go.
Oh, really? Talk us through.
I had to let one of the newbies go. A really nice guy, and we were having a few drinks and things, and I was buying the drinks because, yeah, that was fine. He could,
was
he,
it fine?
He was in a position where he couldn't. Absolutely fine.
Did he tell you that I can't, or did he just not pull his
No, he told me
out?
Told me that he couldn't, and then I get asked for a down the track for a lift to the airport.
Now, how long have you known him?
Only a couple of days.
Okay.
Right. So I thought, oh, okay.
I'm already not liking the sound of this guy.
Circumstance.
No money for drinks. Asking for a lift to the airport.
Yeah, circumstances. And initially I said, oh, okay. And then it turned out I couldn't because I've got some friends coming from interstate.
Back up a little bit. What time did he want you to take him to the airport?
Like about 5 a.m. or something.
5 o'clock in the morning. Okay.
Yeah, his excuse was you're a breakfast radio host. You're an early bird, which is logical. But then when I couldn't do it...
Well, it's logical if you're doing breakfast radio, but not logical if you want to have a sleep in.
Not on a Sunday morning. No,
exactly.
That's true. That's
Hello?
True. That's true. But,
come on, Warren!
But I was going to be kind and do it. And then, but then when I couldn't, I got unfriended. I got unfriended.
Suffer in your pants, buddy.
I got unfriended straight away.
What a horrible man. I mean, honestly, like, you know what I'm loving about you at the moment is that you're not putting up with crap anymore.
No, not at all.
You know, the old Warren would have gone, oh, I feel sorry for him. I'm going to get up at 4 in the morning but then, and
take him. Well, I did. I felt sorry. I thought you needed a hand. But then I got a message.
Get
saying,
a taxi,
a
buddy.
A message saying I'm disappointed in you.
Oh.
And I thought, what?
It just gets more hilarious.
It gets more hilarious. So, yes,
well, did you write back and say, why?
I didn't write back.
You should have blocked it.
I hit the block button. I hit the block button. I thought, I don't want that negativity. Don't need that energy. So the culling's going well.
It's going really well. That is hilarious.
Anyone need a lift to the airport?
I'm disappointed in you.
Reading an article this week all about touch.
Yes.
And the power of touch. Yes. And how it's such a, you know, important form of nonverbal communication, and it creates positive relationships.
I love
and,
a touch.
You know, and but it can also be used to intimidate.
Absolutely.
So there is a bad side to touch as well.
Mm.
And it was just talking about how touch in the workplace.
Mm.
And I was thinking about it, and there's a, you know, where I work sometimes, there's a guy who comes up to me and touches all the time, but he does it in a really nice way. And I know that there's no sexual energy there or anything.
I can just tell.
It's just, and I feel comfortable.
Can you smell it? Or?
But it makes me, I haven't smelled it, but it made me think about how, you know, we've been brought up in workplaces where it's completely unacceptable.
Mm.
And it's almost like touch anxiety where you don't, you know, if someone does touch you, you freeze. And, oh my goodness, is that inappropriate? And then the article went on to say that how there's that book, The 1 Minute Manager, and the author in there suggests that managers are likely to gain a variety of benefits if they use touch to show employees that they care about them. So it's kind of a really dicey area
to
get into.
It is a dicey area, isn't it? Because I'm very, very affectionate.
You are very affectionate.
I'm very affectionate and I'm always cuddling. And where I work, we are always, all of us are so affectionate and cuddling, and it's the norm. But, yeah, in certain different, yeah, I wouldn't do it to everybody, of course, because you can kind of pick up on cues, can't you?
Yeah.
Some people actually can't, though.
Have you ever had anyone, because you are a cuddly person,
yes,
you always run up to me and give me the biggest hug,
people
which I love.
People go stiff on me. Like my sister, my sister will go stiff on me today and tonight because I love cuddling her and she cracks it.
She's like,
don't touch me. And some people just go stiff, and I know, but some people just revel in it because they know that I could just be cuddling you all day. I love, love affection.
It's just wonderful. So I don't know. What
you
do you reckon?
Don't, though. You don't
I,
let me
I like
you.
It. I come from a...
You freeze up.
I don't freeze up. I always give you a hug back. In fact, I hug you first quite often now.
Yeah, but it's not with love. It's
I
like
just
you,
turn into a concrete pillar.
Yeah, exactly. And you do it to get it out of the way. I notice that you do it to get it out of the way. Whereas I just want to lay in your arms all day.
Here she comes. No, I love hugging. I love it so much.
Hey, now listen, I was a little bit tippy-toey around you the last couple of days simply because I know that you had a brother that passed away.
I did.
And it was his 50th a couple of days ago.
It was his 50th. It was he passed away when he was 21, and it was his 50th this week on the 3rd of October.
Oh.
So it was a really sad occasion. Yeah, really sad.
I forgot all about it, but I saw that you put this really beautiful picture up on your Facebook status, and it was so beautiful because it had all these endearing messages from children that have obviously grown up with you and your brother.
Yeah.
And that was a really gorgeous little photo of you both under the Christmas tree opening up your gifts, and you haven't changed at all except you had really curly hair,
curly
so I want you
hair
to grow it out. But, yeah, I remembered and I sent you a text and I was really – I was just weary about leaving you alone, and you did send me a message saying I need to process it today. So
it was a sad occasion because to think that time has just absolutely flown, and he would have been 50, and I do miss having an older brother.
Yeah, of course.
But I do feel like he's still there, and but one thing that really touched me was the messages that I received from friends who I haven't spoken to or seen for absolute years, and they, you know, they reminisced about what we used to do together, and it was very sad, very reflective week. But yeah, that's why you're laughing at me.
Do you know why I'm laughing?
Why?
Because there was one message from a friend saying, "Hi Warren," da, 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 and then she says something like, "Yeah, I've seen photos at your house many times of your brother, but I just don't bother asking you because you never talk about it." But it was just the way, it was almost like she was supposed to send it in a private message, but it was on your wall.
To everyone.
And I just could not stop laughing.
And she is lovely. And you know what? It did take me a long time to be able to talk about it because it was tragic. It was unexpected.
Yeah.
And it was such a shock to the system. And it was was actually, particularly to my parents, because my mum found him. So it was it was a horrible event, and it did take a few years to talk about. And that particular friend was there, you know, when it happened or just after it happened. And of course, I didn't want to talk about
it. Of course,
but that's, you know, we acknowledge it.
And I bet he was really funny, and I bet he's watching down on you and going, "Oh my God, my brother."
He
is
was lovely,
so amazing.
And you know what? He knew I was gay. Parents didn't know, and he was so cool with it. And the best thing is, he was so proud of it too.
Did your hair give it away, or
it was my hair? It was my curly blonde hair. He was very protective.
Oh, that's really beautiful.
A woman's put fake tan on herself.
You're kidding me.
She put fake tan on herself. She was in a taxi, and she had some sort of covering on her arm, and she had her arm hanging out the window, but somehow the lights come through the different language of the brand of the sporting clothing, which begins with A.
Yeah.
And she now has that name printed right along.
That ought to teach her.
Her arm. So she looks like she's had, you know, a tattoo.
That is hilarious. Have you ever done spray tanning?
I did one once.
You're kidding me.
I did one once. I remember it was probably so long ago.
Oh, really? Talk us through it, because I think they are so funny.
It's so dark.
Did you go?
It looked ridiculous.
So all you could see was eyeballs and teeth or not?
Yeah, eyeballs and teeth. It was eyeballs and teeth.
What about those tanning beds? Have you gone to those tanning beds?
No, I don't use the tanning
beds. I went once and I was so claustrophobic. I said, you know what, stuff this. I'd rather be white. I've never done the fake tan because you know what? I'm such a sloppy person. I'd look really ridiculous in it. I'd probably just have a brown nose and the rest of me would be white.
Is it still orange?
I don't have the patience to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Is it still orange?
Some are. Some look really bad.
I did it because I was doing that comp at the time.
You would have done the full-on.
You had to do the spray. You had to shave yourself
completely.
You did
the bodybuilding comp,
and you had to do the spray tan.
Why did I do the spray tan so that
because it shows
the
definition
more.
Of the muscles more.
Oh, my God.
But it looked horrible. It really did. And I remember she was doing it, and I had to, you know, close my eyes and everything. I was thinking, what am I breathing in? And she said, no, I think you need another one. So she did another coat on top of it, but it was just horrible.
Well, you know what? This reminds me, there's a woman in the USA at the moment that's she's white now. She's black. She's wanting to be black. It's quite controversial. She's sprayed herself and has taken pills as well.
To actually
And she's
change.
Now completely, completely black, and there's just been this outrage in America.
So
imagine
can you do that.
That,
can you? Can you permanently change?
I think you can.
Oh.
Yeah, it's bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah.
Don't have any ideas, Warren.
It's over. That's it.
Oh, my God, how fantastic. Have the best weekend, guys, and we'll catch you on Monday morning.
Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.